Praise God.
Praise God.
You're never going to let me down. Never going to let me down. Is incapable of doing such. Praise God. Can we lift those holy hands for 1 minute? Let's lift them for 1 minute. Father God, we surrender tonight. We offer it all up. This moment and this time, we give it all to you right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given yourself over to us, oh God. And Father God, we surrender everything that is going on in our life right now, God. In this moment and this time, all what matters, God, is you, God. All what matters is what you want to say. All what matters is what you want to speak, God. Thank you, God, for your natural reign, and thank you, God, for your spiritual reign about to reign on us tonight, God. Thank you, God, that you are blessing us, God, opening our eyes, opening our ears, opening our hearts, opening our ears and minds, hearts, and God's to perceive and understand. God, I thank you, God, that you are opening up things, God, that we never knew, God, that we were capable of unlocking, God. I thank you, God, that you hit us, God. Hit us, God, with something good. Hit us, God, in the name of Jesus, with your presence, with your grace, God. I thank you, God, that you are not the God that would let us down, God. And I thank you, God, that you're going to continue with that tonight, God. God, I am your vessel, God, and I ask God to use me, God. Use me, God, how you see fit to use me, God, in the name of Jesus. Have me to say what you want me to say, God. Have me to leave off what you want me to leave off. In Jesus' name, God, we ask all these things, oh God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So, I want to start tonight by briefly recapping some things that were said on last week. Steps towards a positive prayer life, part one. Tonight I would just call it part two. But I want to start tonight off by remaking the confession that we started last week with. Okay, so if everybody will please repeat after me with this. I have a positive prayer life.
I have a positive prayer life.
I am making a difference with my prayer time. My prayers cause change for the greater good. And the perfecting of the will of God in my life. I pray with all authority granted to me. As a child of the Most High God. And the servant of the kingdom of heaven. So now, hit that a second time. The prayer a second time. God, thank you.
Thank you.
Open me up tonight, God.
Open me up tonight, God.
Show me something, God.
Show me something, God.
I yield to you, God.
I yield to you, God.
I am your child tonight, God.
I am your child tonight, God.
I am your student tonight, God.
I am your student tonight, God.
Pour into me.
Pour into me.
Pour into me.
Pour into me.
Because God,
I desire
to be stronger.
To be stronger.
Wiser.
Wiser.
And make a big impact, God.
And make a big impact.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, last week, if you remember, I began by praying three times. Remember, I said Daniel, the Bible said Daniel was a man of prayer. He prayed three times. And, you know, I think it goes without saying, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record as long as I'm up teaching this, but prayer is important that we invest more time into it. Excuse me. Prayer is important. It's important that we invest more time into it because we're all, you know, for the most part, adults, and we know where our heart is at is what we tend to invest the most time into. What we truly care about is what we give ourselves over the most over to. So if I love my favorite, you know, TV show, my favorite, you know, movie, my favorite event that happens, I'm going to mark that down on my calendar. I'm going to say, woo, ready for that day, ready for that moment. But the King of Kings said, hey, can I have some time too?
That's
right. Can I have just a little bit of your time? You know, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, and I'm going to sound like a broken record on purpose on it. You know how a CD or something will skip and it's going back and over. I'm going to sound like a broken record on that. We have to devote ourselves to giving ourselves to time to God. So, actually, I want to hit that confession one more time, but I'm going to add something to it. So, everybody, repeat after me. One more time with that first confession. I have a positive prayer life.
I have a positive prayer life.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
I pray with all authority granted to me.
I pray with all authority granted to me.
As a child of the Most High God.
As a child of the Most High God.
And a servant of the Kingdom of Heaven.
And a servant of the Kingdom of Heaven.
So then now let's add this unto that. In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
There is favor for myself.
There is favor for myself.
There is favor for my family.
There is favor for my family.
And for all I love.
And for all I love.
Because of my prayer relationship.
Because of my prayer relationship.
With God the Father.
With God the Father.
Now if you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So amen. Last week, we briefly talked about the differences between prayer. You know, as the series will go on, I'm sure we'll get into more types of prayer. We talked about standard prayers. We talked about prayers of intercession. I believe we spoke and we said we gave out three sort of bulleted points. We said someone in intercessory prayer is about handling kingdom business. Amen. And someone doing, you know, your standard prayer, you're petitioning for yourself. But we said 3 points. Someone who is in intercessory prayer will pray for all things to align to God's will. That was point number one. Number two is we will pray for the manifestation of what God has already given us. And number three, we're praying as an advocate in the spiritual realm for the kingdom of God to be honored. We gave those three bullet points. So tonight, I am going to talk about defense. Now, a lot of people, when you hear the word defense, a lot of times that may convey, you know, we think about something being blocked, defended. It's a lot of times, it's a word you hear a lot of times in athletic events. You know, this team is on defense. This team is on, they're trying to keep their opponent from getting to their goal. And when it's their turn to be on offense, their opponent is trying to do the same thing. But I want to talk about defense real quick. The scripture I'm going to talk about comes to you from Psalms 66. Psalm 66, and I'm going to be speaking out of verse 17 and 18 in my reading. This first reading will come out of the New Living Translation. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. In the NIV version, that same passage says, I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened, but God surely listened and has heard my prayer. In the King James, you'll see that same passage will say, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not hear me. But verily God hath heard me and hath attended to the voice of my prayer. So what was established right here? What was established? The scripture said something. The scripture said something, it said a lot of things, but it said something that I want to highlight. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Verse 18 in the NIV said, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened, but God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. So, backtracking for a second, we've been discussing prayer. We've been discussing, you know, spending time with God in prayer. We've been discussing the effectiveness of our prayers, amen? But what I want to bring to your attention here tonight at this part, I said defense, right? Okay. So when we are praying, a lot of times we see it as our opportunity, or it can be conditioned to believe as our opportunity to score. We're trying to get something positive going in life. We're trying to make an impact. But verse 18, if I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So in essence, when something is defending something, it is blocking something. It is hindering something from getting there. If we are not careful to guard our own hearts and confessing ourselves to the Lord in prayer, a lot of times we are hindering or blocking our own self, our own cause in prayer. It is something that I think goes not necessarily by the wayside, but it's something that a lot of people, we pray and it's good to pray, but a lot of times before we go to God, we have not yielded ourselves to examining our own heart. And that is very important. And that is very important to be established and maintained. If we want to establish a pattern of good progress, we have to establish a pattern of saying, well, Lord, God, I need to examine me because I want to present myself wholly to you, a living sacrifice, God, but I need to check myself first. So last week, I ran a couple practice sessions. So I'm about to run a practice session for my personal self because I'm in the process of learning and developing this. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to run a practice session on what I just talked about. So excuse me for one moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I submit and yield to you right now, God. I say, God, cleanse me, O God, of all iniquity, of God, of anything that I may have said or done, Holy Spirit, that was not right or pleasing and accepted to your eyesight as a child of God. I submit, O God, my will and my way over to your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, wash me, O God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God, and use me, God, as your child and as your vessel, God. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, God, for this time, O God, of practice, O God, that I may improve and get better and get stronger, O God. Bigger, faster, and stronger, O God, in the spiritual realm, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. So thank you all for letting me practice, build myself up. Amen. If we don't develop a pattern of checking ourselves, a lot of times when we pray, praying, is this God's will in my life? Checking ourselves, then we are subject to getting ourselves into position to play defense unintentionally on ourselves. We could go and examine this in another way when we said, it's been said hundreds of times, hey, you have to watch what's coming out of your mouth a lot of times. You know, the scripture said, blessings and cursings can't proceed out of the same mouth and out of the abundance of your heart. Your mouth will speak. So I'm looking to get this one thing going and I'm so close to my blessing, but because of what is coming out of my mouth or because of some of my own actions, I'm hindering myself. I'm as close as I can possibly get to it, but I'm hindering myself because A, I have not surrendered my entire self over to God, and I'm still in a position of, okay, well, God, this is over here, but over here I got this. We haven't surrendered and we haven't checked ourselves, amen? Now, we want to get ourselves in position so we can have the defense working on our behalf, not against us. The good defense that is for us, the defense like established in Psalms 91 when he said, he shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust, and his truth is going to be our shield and buckler. I don't know about y'all, but I'd much rather have a shield going on me, shield and buckler from the Most High God, than one that is, you know, going against me in the opposite way. Amen?
Amen.
So, again, here I am being the broken record again, but we're going to make this confession again. I have a positive prayer life.
I have a positive prayer life.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
My prayers cause change for the greater good. And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
I pray with the authority granted unto me.
I pray with the authority granted unto me.
As a child of the Most High God.
As a child of the Most High God.
And a servant of the kingdom of heaven.
And a servant of the kingdom of heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is favor.
There is
favor. For myself.
For my family,
and all I love,
because of my prayer relationship
with God the Father.
With God the Father.
And I say amen again on that.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Now, this morning was a bit of a confirmation for me. If you weren't here to hear the morning, you know, word, I would advise you to get the CD from that, listen to that, because it was a bit of a confirmation for me per se. I debated on whether or not to share this, but Pastor, he shared an interesting story on his sort of struggle or testimony, I would call it, with music. He talked about him in rock music. And I, too, have a bit of a music testimony, but not in the same regard, because I, most recently on my job, I had an instance with a coworker who, you know, you talked about, if I recall correctly, the lyrics and how that stuff has power, and that's what truly gives music its power, whether negative or positive. I can get the musicians of the church, we can get up here and play music, and we can put words in it that glorifies God, or we could put some dark words in it that glorifies anything but God. I've heard people say, well, it's just music, but it's just music. It's not. It's really not. You really have to listen to what you're ingesting. So On my job, there was an instance with a coworker that I had, and this coworker was they had a habit and pattern of just coming in and playing very loud, demonic, vulgar,
unholy music. I mean, and like any average person, I'm actually not completely against music. I think sometimes when you have a little soft music when you work, it could help you. But what this person was doing, number one, this was very, as a child of God, something I'm not trying to ingest or digest as a child of God, very loud, vulgar, offensive, nothing to do with the kingdom and will of God. Not only were they playing it, sometimes they were playing it at times that was completely inappropriate and uncalled for. And for a while, I remember thinking to myself, am I the only person here that's kind of concerned about this or have any interest in this? You know, seeing what was going on. And I remember I let myself get in my flesh for a second because I tried to fight the battle prematurely on my own. I remember going and saying, well, you know what? I need to say something about this. I need to do something about this. And the results were negative. And I had to check myself on it. And I said, well, God, I made a mistake on this. I failed to give this to you immediately for you to fight my battle, as a lot of times we do, and it's something that we all are working on. I'm working on myself. A lot of times we do. I failed to immediately give it over to God, and I, like I said, got in my flesh and wanted to be El Capitan and handle the problem myself. So I said, well, Lord, I surrender. That's why I said that tonight, because we to establish the pattern and habit of us of surrendering to God and to his will. I said, Lord, I surrender. You've got me in this situation. I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to let you fight this battle. If you have to move me, God, you move me. If you have to move them, you move them, God. But I give this all to you, Father God. And there was a small part of me that was saying, okay, well, maybe I should just accept this. Small part of me that didn't want to put my time in with God, because I was saying, well, I'm not around so-and-so person just like that all the time, and it's not like you're around me your whole shift, buddy, so it's not going to be that deal. But at the same time, as I said, and as been established, I'm a child of God, and I want God things coming out of my mouth, out of my spirit, so I don't want to ingest or digest. We don't want to ingest or digest too much of the incorrect and wrong thing, because we're all constantly being influenced every single day, from the small things to the big things, the things that tell us, hey, buy this, watch that, listen to this, or the things that tell us do this and do that. So I turned it over to God. I said, Lord, you are the Lord of my life, my situation. I give this battle to you. So I left it at that, prayed about it, gave it over to God. And so I come in, you know, a short time later, a week or two weeks pass, and I said, where is X person? Oh, buddy, they're not going to be with us anymore. Oh, for real? Yeah, you know, they got rid of a man off of some account of, you know, what happened. I didn't honestly know what happened. All I know is to me, that was a victory, because I wasn't subjecting myself to the dark side. I gave God glory over that. So I said that to say all, I said all that just to bring up to the point that when we're working and when we're trying to build a strong prayer relationship with God, we want to pray back to him. We often have been taught pray the word. We want to have good things in us to pray back to him. And if we have junk in us, filth in us, that's the only thing we know. That's a lot of times will be the only thing that'll come out of us. We want to have strong things in our being and our inner man and ourselves, so we can give it back to God. Amen. We cannot subject ourselves to too much of junk.
That's right.
Just like too much junk food for you can not be a good thing. Too much of junk movies, junk entertainment, junk this, junk that, not a good thing. Amen. So I had to let myself surrender on that, let God fight my battle in that. But tonight I want to introduce one other thing, and I'm sure it'll be taught, you know, sometime later on in prayer, but it's also been taught before. You know, this is not the first time it's ever been heard. We have said this before and it's been taught. But what's a discussion on prayer without talking about binding and loosing? Amen. Binding and loosing. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 19. And there's a part in the confession that I've been having all of us make that says, I pray with the authority granted to me as a child of the Most High God and the servant of the kingdom of heaven. And binding and loosing is a part of that authority granted to us as child of God and servant of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 19. The King James Version would tell you, And I will give unto thee, this is Jesus talking, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you go down to another version, we'll say, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind, that is, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be already bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, declare lawful, must be what already is loosed in heaven. So if you didn't catch that definition, spiritual definition of bind is defined as to declare forbidden and unlawful or to stop. Okay, and loose or let go is defined as to declare allowed, lawful, or to be put into action. So in an essence, I'm saying, Father God, I, by the power of the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I am not allowing this to happen. I forbid it. I am playing defense, as I say it again, but God, I allow you to play my defense, be my defender, defend my family, defend my job, defend my coworkers, defend all that I love, defend my household, defend everything that is important to me, God. I loose your holy angels to watch over me and my family, everything that I love, everything that I care about, my friends and family that I don't see that often, God. I loose your holy angels, God, to light the way for my path from wherever I have to go, God, whether that be to school, whether that be to work, God. That is my authority, amen? So, like I've been running this whole series, I'm going to run a personal practice session for a moment, if y'all don't mind. My own personal practice session. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the promises that you have granted us in your word. Father God, I thank you, God, that you would never let us down, God. We sung that's not God, and you, God, are not the God that will let us down, God. I thank you, God, right now, and I declare right now, God, I bind any attack, oh God, against this entire congregation, oh God, as they get ready to journey home, oh God, a journey into their next week, oh God, a journey into whatever they have to do, oh God, vacations, family gatherings, oh God. I thank you, God. I loose, oh God, a spirit of peace, joy, happiness, and love, God. Love amongst families, God. Love amongst, oh God, the people, God, who say we have no chance, oh God, because, God, they are in darkness, oh God. But I thank you, God, that we are children of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that we have peace. And I thank you, God, that angels are out in front of us, oh God, going before us to make everything for us straight. God, I loose that right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if I say, well, I want to pray about this. I'm interested in investing time in prayer about this certain subject and certain thing, but I don't know how to get started. Amen. Even the Bible says the disciples, they asked Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." I get to this to say there is always, if you want to start, there is always a square one in anything in life, definitely prayer. Because I realize, and I say this again, I said tonight, I'm going to sound like a broken record, and I'm going to purposely sound like a broken record. There's always a way to get to where we want to go to, and if we have to start at point A, we have to start at point A sometimes or start over. Because there's times in our life where we may catch ourselves slipping. We have let our prayer life and our relationship with God go by the wayside. But hey, God is a gracious and loving God. Amen. God cares about the old person the same way he would care about the younger person, regardless of, you know, what your nationality is. God just says, come. The important thing is if you're not the type of person that can pray for hours on hours or minutes, and if you're starting at square one, the important thing is just to start.
Amen. Amen.
Start.
Yes.
Small steps.
That's right.
Small steps. A baby. All of us in here at one point had to crawl, didn't we?
That's right.
Then we had to walk. Then we started running. Our mother told us, don't run in this house.
Right.
It all was a process. Mm-hmm. And so our prayer life, growing and developing in it, is a process. Amen? Mm-hmm. So I am actually close to wrapping up, but I want to, again, permit myself to be the broken record, because I want us to have this in our spirit, and I want us to believe this, and I want us to be moving forward towards this. I don't want us to stay in the same spot. We have to continue to progress and move forward. So we're finna hit this one more time. I have a positive prayer life.
I have a positive prayer life.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
I pray with the authority granted to me.
I pray with the authority granted to me.
As a child of the Most High God.
As a child of the Most High God.
And a servant of the kingdom of heaven.
And a servant of the kingdom of heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is favor for myself.
There is favor.
There is favor for my family.
There is favor for my family.
And favor for all I love.
And favor for all I love.
Because of my prayer relationship with God the Father.
Because of my prayer relationship with God the Father.
One more time. We're going to lift those holy hands in the sanctuary. God, we thank you, God, what you are blessing us with, God. We thank you, God, that it is a process, God. And we know it is a process, God. But God, I thank you, God, that everybody in here, from the eldest to the youngest, O God, regardless of race, age, nationality, O God, in the name of Jesus, gender, we're all moving, O God, towards greatness, God. I thank you, God, that we are already at greatness, God, but we are moving to something better, God. I thank you, God, that you want to take us to the next level, God, and you are preparing and equipping us to go to the next level, amen. Father God, I thank you, God, that you use me as your servant, God, but you also use every teacher that gets up here, God, that we may learn and enhance our knowledge, God, about prayer, God, because prayer is very important, God. You have implanted it as a weapon to us, God, and I thank you, God, that you are allowing us, God, to see the greatness, God, the greatness, the potential that we all have, God, and I thank you, God, that from the youngest, God, again, to the oldest, God, from the most experienced to the least experienced, God, we are all growing our prayer skills, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have practice sessions, oh God, our own personal practice sessions, oh God, because in order to get better at something, God, we have to practice it, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you are granting us with grace and favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for allowing your people, God, to have their eyes open, oh God, their ears open, their hearts open, their minds open, God. And I thank you, God, that you have allowed us to receive and get bigger and stronger tonight, God. Bigger, faster, stronger tonight, God. Spiritually bigger, faster, stronger, oh God. Faster than a speeding bullet, oh God. I thank you, God, that you allow us, God, to grow, God, in favor and in strength, God. And God, I thank you, God, for the refreshing, oh God, refreshing anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I believe it and I receive it right now, Father God, as designed and called for, God, by the covenant and the will of God. I thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray all of this, God, in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.